who with a $300,000 fine after a 2014 cyber attack that exposed data of over 500,000 people in the UK. Worldwide, the attack could have affected more than 500,000,000 Yahoo users. The hack exposing names, hacked passwords, email addresses, telephone numbers, and other information. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
A new bill to discourage abortions introduced in the first state. The bill introduced in the Delaware State Senate would require doctors to offer to perform ultrasounds on women seeking abortions, or the doctors would face civil and criminal penalties. However, unlike some legislative efforts in some other states, this bill would not require the doctor to perform the ultrasound if the woman declines the offer. The legislation was introduced last week and assigned to a Senate committee. Seaford, Delaware Republican and lead sponsor Senator Brian Richardson says,
"This gives a woman the information to make the proper choice. There's nothing unconstitutional about having the information that you need to make the right decision."
Delaware lawmakers are also this week considering legislation that would ban abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy. A new report says an average of 37 children die every year after being left unattended in hot vehicles. The report from the National Safety Council says from 1998 through 2017, nationwide heat stroke killed 742 kids left unattended in hot cars. And downtown Washington, currently a sea of red, as NHL fans are celebrating the Washington Capitals Stanley Cup victory with a huge parade, and there's now going to be a rally on the National Mall. Remember, you can find us online anytime you want. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, "Well, I'd like her room to be gray." And the little girl said, "Mom, gray is the color of depression."
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com. At the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Hoo-wah! The Frontlines of Freedom team appreciates you joining us this fine day in America. United American Patriots support our brave American troops who have, for wildly inappropriate reasons, have been jailed for murder by our military because they shot the enemy. That sounds crazy, but it's true. If you find this beyond belief like I did, check their website, unitedpatriots.org. Here's what we have for you this hour. First, combat vet Judge Matheny is going to discuss his run for Congress. Then former SEAL Mark Longren Hurdle will discuss his book Sierra 2. And Patrick Gilligan will share insights in how to become your own boss. And, of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed America Report. Troops, I do welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. Now it's a pleasure to welcome to the show a gent that I met a couple of months ago. He's an Army vet who's presently serving in the Tennessee House of Representatives, and he's running for Congress. Judd Matheny is a guy that I very much appreciate and admire. Judd, welcome aboard.
Hello, Colonel. I'm so glad to be here and miss seeing your face.
Hey.
Believe it or not.
Well, my face has broken a lot of cameras, and I've been told many times I've got a great face for radio.
Well, we appreciate your work, sir. We do.
Judd, you served in Mother Army for quite a long time. What, 8 years? Talk to us about why'd you join, what'd you do, where'd you serve?
Well, I joined in between my junior and senior year of high school and went to basic training on the split option program. Spent a total of 8 years in the Tennessee Army National Guard and worked in field artillery. I was 13 Bravo. And also spent about 3 years full-time National Guard working on counter-drug operations, mostly in Tennessee, but in some other areas also. I'm a police veteran, too, on top of that.
Oh, you're a cop. My family's all cops except me. I'm the weird one. I joined the Army. What'd you do in law enforcement?
I did. I worked both as a local patrolman and a canine officer for the Judicial Task Force, which covered about a dozen counties. And then I worked almost 5 years as a state narcotics agent in Tennessee.
Well, you're just a boy who can't say no. If there's a possibility of trouble, you seem to head that way.
Well, I squandered my youth working, and I guess it's paying off a little bit now. But you're right. I've always been the one that wants to protect those that cannot protect themselves or need help protecting themselves. And, you know, that's one reason that I've also been drawn to political service. I've been a state representative in Tennessee for 16 years also.
You know, there's a theory that was put out that there's three kinds of human beings: sheep, wolves, and sheepdogs. And the sheep are good people, and the wolves attack them, and the sheep would be very vulnerable if there weren't some sheepdogs out there. It sounds
yes,
like
sir.
You're a sheepdog.
I am, and I'm proud to be. Yes, sir, and I tried to keep my knife sharp.
Well, that's the goal. You've decided to run for Congress. Why?
I have, absolutely, and it was a difficult decision. I'm retiring from the Tennessee General Assembly to run for U.S. Congress, the 6th District in Tennessee, and it's on a variety of very conservative platforms, strengthening our military and making sure that our military is just of incredible strength and power, and that every single fighting man and woman has everything they need, plus a good supply line. That's one of my major issues. Also, aspects of federalism. I believe states are laboratories of government and should be allowed to do so, and that our founding fathers firmly believed that strong states make a strong nation. It's not the other way around, and I believe that's turned upside down.
Judd, does that mean that you believe in the Constitution?
Oh, absolutely, word for word.
Wow, and this is Colonel Danny Gillum on Front Lines of Freedom. We're discussing the run for Congress with Judd Matheny. Judd, our Constitution is so vital, and yet we're not following it like we should. This is a hot button to me. That's why I'm interrupting you. You believe in following our Constitution.
Yes, sir. It is clearly a divine document and is the most perfect document ever written by man. And I have seen it in practice up close and personal for 16 years, and I've also studied it in depth, as you can imagine I would and I should. And every single political situation that we run into, if we will look at it through the lens of the Constitution as originally written and adopted by this country in its mainstream form, we can solve our problems and we can get along politically. The balance of powers is absolutely critical, and states' rights are absolutely critical, just as important as the balance of powers.
It certainly is. It's incredibly important. I take it that is part of your theme going forward for
Congressman. Oh, totally. Not only my, yes, sir. And I ask the voters not to give me a chance to prove myself, but to give me an opportunity to continue my service. Very proud of my record. There's not a single vote in 16 years that I won't defend, and I'm very proud of. And I've never had that moment where I couldn't sleep at night because of a vote I cast during the day. And that's been a blessing, but it's also been easy to do because it's either right or it's wrong. It's either the law or it's not, and that's the way we operate. And we want to back up our troops. We want to back up our law enforcement. We want to make sure we have strong education and economic opportunities, and that we begin to dig ourselves out of this national debt problem that we've done, because that really does weaken us incredibly.
It does indeed. We were talking earlier about the problems that our combat troops are having, being charged with murder and other serious charges for attacking the enemy in combat. Talk about that. You served in the uniform both in the Army as well as in law enforcement. Where do you stand on
that? I did, and as my good friend Louis Gohmert said earlier, and Louis is a friend. He's been down to Tennessee to help conservative causes many times. As he talked about, and as you've talked about, and as you and I have done some work together on, our rules of engagement are pinching our troops to the point that it's a very serious issue about morale and about the ability to do our mission. Our troops are trained to kill the enemy, period. They're not trained to go in and do all the finite things that are being done right now. I believe a military should be sent over to take care of the business it was sent there to do as an instrument of foreign policy, and actually the last resort instrument of foreign policy, and then come back home and let the contractors build the schools and the waterways. If an area is secure, pull our guys out of there. But if our guys kill the bad guy, it doesn't matter the situation. If the bad guy exposes himself to be eliminated, where the good guys no longer have to worry about him, then that is a rule of engagement. And we see the same things in our police officers being restrained to the point where not only our military men and women, but also our law enforcement officers are faced with potential hesitation in the moment of life or death. And as we know from our training, that means death if you hesitate.
Well, I absolutely agree with that. Judd, liked each other from the minute we met, and we're still on the same sheet of music. How can people who want to learn more about you, want to support you in your campaign, or just stay in touch with you, how can they do that?
Well, I appreciate that, Colonel, and I can be reached at juddforcongress.com. That's J-U-D-D for congress.com, or follow me on Facebook at Judd Matheny for Congress, and you'll find out a lot there. And send me an email, call us. Be glad to discuss any platforms that we have, and be glad to host anybody when they come to Middle Tennessee if they need a friend.
So, folks, I encourage you to check him out if what you find is what you like. If you live in his district, that's easy. If you don't, if you know somebody that lives in the district, communicate with them. Judd, thank you for taking time to join us today. Thank you for your service to our nation. I hope you're elected, dude.
Well, it is I that should thank you, Colonel, and we plan to get elected. We're working hard, and we'll keep you posted. And just know you have a friend. I want all the veterans out there, those on active duty now, to know that their government actually supports them, whether they believe it or not from what they see in the media. But for the most part, their government totally supports them. And we do know that there's people in Leavenworth that have been accused of war crimes that are not justified, and we are going to fix that. We are going to try to get them out of prison, and we're going to try to change the rules of engagement. We appreciate the opportunity to be able to do that and get that word out through your station.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Next up, we'll meet former SEAL Mark Longren Hurdle. Then we're going to discuss how to be your own boss with Patrick Gilligan. You've reported for duty to Front Lines of Freedom. Troops, hit the deck right now and rest. The starting position for this push-up is called the front-leaning rest. Get into the front-leaning rest and think patriotic thoughts. Stay there till I return. I want you to lean in me. Spartan Ash is a proud sponsor of Front Lines of Freedom, and we'd like to thank all listeners for their support of and service to our country. Spartan Ash is the leading distributor of grocery products to U.S. commissaries and exchanges around the world.
At Spartan Ash, we see firsthand the sacrifices made to protect our freedoms, and it is our privilege to serve those who served at our more than 140 retail grocery stores and 2,100 independent locations throughout the country. Learn more at SpartanNash.com.
This is Marine Vet Skip Correa with your home defense tip of the week. A man in Florida thought it was a good idea to show his pistol to a friend while inside his church. He fired the gun without intending to, and both he and his wife were taken to the hospital with wounds to the hand and the stomach. Sometimes people think carrying a gun is a cool novelty, but guard against this temptation. Only draw your firearm when you need to for self-defense. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit HomeDefenseShow.com.
Smart home technology? Meet beautiful window coverings with Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Easy and affordable automated shades that open and close at the touch of a button. Budget Blinds is North America's number one provider of custom window coverings, and Lutron is the most established name in smart home technology. So now, you get the best in both fashion and function with our beautifully styled Smart Shades. We're your local experts, and we do it all for you. You just sit back and enjoy the seamless functionality of smart home automation to program and control your shades. Get style and service for every budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free smart home consultation. Call now to get a free smart lighting control bundle with your smart shade purchase. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Thanks for joining us today on Frontlines of Freedom. It's a pleasure to welcome to the show Mark Lonergan Hertel. For a quick intro, Mark is a former Marine and a former Navy SEAL, and he's committed to help others become protectors, and I love that. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom, Mark.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you for having me.
Mark, start by giving us your background. Why did you join the Marines? What did you do as a jarhead? Why did you get out? And to do what?
I'm telling you, this is an awesome opportunity to talk with you, Danny, as a smiling ranger, and I appreciate your candor in the interview. My journey starts as a young kid growing up in Scituate, Massachusetts, out on the coastline. And I was born in 1966, so I'm 51 years old now. But I grew up in the 70s on the coast out there. Basically, I had a dream that one day I was going to become a Navy SEAL. And I had this little pond in the backyard and a little island I would go out and swim around on and learn how to hold my breath and all that kind of stuff. And someday. And, you know, as I grew up, I had the Vietnam veterans. Basically, they were my leaders. They were my inspiration. These guys were coming back from Vietnam, and they made a huge impression on my life. And, you know, I had one man in particular, and he was my mentor. So he set me off on this path, and he had a fascinating background. He was with MACV SOG in Vietnam, and he gave me this little patch when I was a kid, and I put that on my jacket, and I wore it all the way through high school. And so going through high school, I put myself through the Naval Junior ROTC, and I chose that program to get me in shape to be a Navy SEAL. As I was getting ready to graduate high school, I was a little guy, you know, probably 150 pounds, 5'10". And I said, you know, I'm not tough enough to be a Navy SEAL yet. I need a rite of passage. So I went and enlisted in the Marine Corps. I said, the Marines will make me strong. So I went to Parris Island, South Carolina, and entered the Marine Corps, and that began my path into the military.
Okay, so you did that for a tour, got out. What'd you do then, and why did you go back into the SEALs? Why that move back into service?
Yeah, well, it was a cool journey, and I get into it in the book. I'll talk to you a bit about that. You know, the name of the book that I wrote is called Sierra 2, and Sierra 2 is based off my old call sign as a Navy SEAL. What I did in the Marines was basically challenge myself. I went in as a grunt, and I ended up becoming one of the first members of First Force Reconnaissance Company when they were reactivated. Now, this is back in the mid-'80s out of Camp Pendleton. So I became a Force Recon Marine, and that was the first step. Got out of the Marines and went up into the mountains and worked as a hunting guide. Got my EMT certification. It's like I kept building myself and challenging myself and building my skills outdoors and with medical and with survival skills and all those things, you know, to build yourself up as this warrior. I never stopped challenging and testing myself. And finally got to that moment where I felt I was ready, enlisted in the Navy, and showed up at the quarterdeck of BUDS. For me, I'm the kind of guy that if you say something that's supposed to be okay, you know, you're the best of the best or that kind of a imprimatur, I tend to just want to do it instead of listening to it. I want to put myself there. And so I showed up at the SEAL training, and it was the real deal. I really felt like I was home. So that was an amazing experience for me to get into the SEAL teams. And more importantly, what I wanted to do more than anything was, as a SEAL, was to be a SEAL sniper. And particularly, it was to be a SEAL sniper in the jungles. And so the biggest thing that we had going on at the time, this is mid to late 90s, was down in South America. And so I graduated BUDS class 207 and got honor man out of the class, which was an absolute blessing, and really started the journey on looking at surrounding myself with a team of great people. So the people that surrounded me, my class leader at BUDS, Sam Havelock, and my class LPO, Andy Nichols, were very influential people in my lives. They were my protectors.
You know, Mark's story is a really good one. It's in his book, Sierra 2. And I'm not going to let him finish the book for you on the air. I'm going to make you buy it if you want to finish it. And it's an awesome book. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Front Lines of Freedom. We're continuing our discussion with former SEAL Mark. He's on something called a Protectors Tour. And I think that tour is so important. I want to take the rest of our interview talking about that. Mark, what's the Protectors Tour? What's your goal? How can people plug in, take advantage, use it?
Well, I'll tell you, what we're doing is the same people I surrounded myself back in the SEAL teams are now still a part of a network of protectors in this country. So my old SEAL commander in BUDS, Sam Havelock, actually runs a program. It's called SOFIC, Special Operations Force, Crossroads of the Special Operations Forces, SOFX.com. So with SOFIC, basically, we're tying together a group of former special operations people to help inspire the next generation of protectors. And that's what we're doing right now is we're creating a tour that's going to go across the country that gives a forum to talk about each of our adventures, you know, growing up, how we set our goals to do something, and we ended up succeeding, surviving, and now being able to pass our stories on to this next generation to inspire them, get out of these computers and their cell phones and go out, dare to dream, live your dream, make your mistakes, and don't be afraid of that. But to pick yourself back up and never quit and always, always end up on the side of protecting someone else.
You know, that is an awesome thing, and it's certainly something our nation needs. We need those people, whether they go into the military or special ops or law enforcement. We need people that have the protector mindset. Is that a fair statement?
Mm-hmm. Danny, it really is. And you know what? I'm going to take one step higher. What I ended up doing is I'm out here on the West Coast. I ended up buying a little boat and writing the book on the boat. And I basically tied into a network of my teammates that I traveled the military journey with. And I set up, basically, I am the West Coast contingency of a program, and we call the program Task Force 101. And the primary goal is to teach, to pass our protector skills on to others, more vulnerable, you know, members of society. I ended up tapping into a community of female protectors. I work on a relationship with Evergreen Sportsman's Club, which is a shooting range, and they offer women-only classes, firearms instruction. And I ended up teaming up with this fantastic female instructor, and she and I together have trained over 200 women in just basic understanding of not only handguns, but self-defense and protection. And what's fascinating, Danny, is the women that are showing up for these courses are school teachers, administrators, parents, moms, and they all just have a basic one premise, and that is they just want to be able to keep their students or their family safe. They just want to understand what we're doing with the firearm side of it is a basic understanding of firearms that are in our society and how they function, and to take the fear out of it and to give them, more than anything else, empowerment and confidence that they too can be a protector.
And that and is vital. Mark, we're out of time, but tell everybody how they can plug into the Protectors Tour.
Thank you, Danny. Yes, right now you can go to SEALsOdyssey.com, and that has all the information online, as well as Sierra2.com.
If my interview with Mark hasn't lit your fire about what you need to learn about, read a book and set yourself and your kids with a goal towards being noble and defenders, then I'm surprised. Mark, thank you for taking time to join us today. Thank you for your service to our nation. Let's stay in touch. I want to stay in touch.
Thank you, Danny. I really appreciate this time, and I appreciate your audience.
Coming up next on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll learn about the book, Being Your Own Boss. Then we'll open our weekly mailbag. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Troops, it's time for one-arm push-ups. Start with a dozen, then stand at ease, but stay in the area. United American Patriots defends U.S. service members who are wrongfully accused of a crime in combat. This includes providing resources for legal representation during investigations, court-martials, the funding of experts, post-trial clemency and hearings, appeals, providing stipends during incarceration, funding family member travel, and facilitating reintegration into civilian society upon release from incarceration. Check unitedpatriots.org.
Ready for a great day on the boat?
Oh, yeah. Hand me that cooler, will you?
Okay. That everything?
Food, sunscreen, tackle, bait, life jackets?
Nah, we won't need them.
Yeah, but I kind of promised my wife.
No, life jacket. That's a deal breaker, Robert.
Yeah, and I promised my daughter.
Come on, Daddy.
Hand me one of those life jackets, will you?
Yeah.
This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the women who nag you. love you.
USA Radio News.
There are still a lot of details to be worked out regarding President Trump's agreement with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, but one thing will always be in question. How much did Dennis Rodman play a role in this peace process? Well, he joined ABC's Good Morning America to discuss what he was able to help with and ultimately if he wants any credit for making this happen.
If Trump wants the credit, he could take all the credit. He could have it all. I just want them to talk. And I said that with Obama, and Obama just pretty much blew me off. And I thought that I was laughing stock. I didn't know what I was doing. And I kept trying to tell people that he really wants to talk. He really wants to try to connect with the world, especially America.
That audio courtesy of ABC's Good Morning America. And at a conference today, White House Director of the National Trade Council, Peter Navarro, apologized for saying there is a special place in hell for Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Frontlines of Freedom, troops. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. I really do welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com or comment on Facebook. A Frontlines of Freedom salute to one of our show's great sponsors, Honor and Remember, and their national sponsor, Spartan Nash. If you know someone who has died while serving our nation, contact Honor and Remember so they can be remembered. HonorandRemember.org. It's a pleasure to welcome Army vet Patrick Gilligan to the show. Patrick's an Army vet, a guy who understands businesses, really does. He's written a very interesting book entitled Be Your Own Boss. And the topic is one that a large number of vets have told me they're interested in. So, welcome aboard, Patrick.
Colonel, it's an honor to be on your broadcast and share the airways with you, sir.
Hey, my pleasure. Well, you are an Army vet. Tell us about your Army career. When and why did you join?
Well, sir, it certainly wasn't anywhere near yours. I joined at 18. I wanted to go to college, I thought, but I knew my parents couldn't afford to send me there, so I joined the Army at 18 and served 4.5 years and got the GI Bill. And I did pay for my college ultimately, and I learned a lot and hopefully gave some good service during my time there.
You know, all our country asks of people is that you serve where and when you're needed. You don't start wars. You don't decide when there are wars. You don't even decide much of what your job's going to be in the Army, though you can try. But you make yourself available, and you serve where you're told. Where did you serve?
Well, I went to basic training at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. I did my AIT at Fort Sam Houston, Texas. I was stationed at Fort Hood for a couple of years, and then I was stationed in Frankfurt, Germany for a couple of years. So I got to see a little bit of the world.
That's cool. That's fun. Yeah. Okay. What'd you do when you got out? Obviously, you got heavy into the business world. Tell us a little about that story.
My first job out of college was working for an HMO, health maintenance organization. And I was hired as a marketing sales rep, and I had no experience in sales. And I just basically stumbled over my own 2 feet and got lucky. I ended up being the top salesperson in the company. And then I worked for another HMO as their national account manager. And then by the ripe old age of 30, I was vice president of marketing for a major hospital. And at 30, I started my own business specializing in HMO or managed care programs, selling them to businesses. And I got very lucky because it's kind of brand new at that point. And I basically brought in enough clients to where it paid my bills for 10, 15 years.
Well, apparently you learned a few things because success requires hard work, but it also requires getting focused to know what you're doing and learning from your mistakes. And ideally, learning from the mistakes of others.
Yes, sir.
The full title of your book is Patrick Gilligan Says Be Your Own Boss.
Well, in my own defense, Colonel, I have to say it was a very, very slow news day. And I used to have my own radio show, and the Free Press came out to my radio station and did a little story on me. And the title of their headline in the Free Press was Patrick Gilligan Says Be Your Own Boss. And I thought, hey, if that's the title for the Free Press, it's a pretty good title for my book.
Hey, why not? You know, repetition, name recognition. That's what you want, right?
Yes, sir.
That works for me. Your subtitle is A Practical Guide for Entrepreneurs, Big Ideas for People That Want to Be Their Own Boss and Make Money.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, and that's exactly what it says. So that's a good, accurate description. Why did you decide to write the book?
Well, you know, I had, I had this little show of mine, and a lot of folks had sent me their books and courses and so forth. So, and I had owned a couple of businesses myself. I thought it'd be a good time to put my knowledge together in a book form and get the information out there as best I could. And, you know, Colonel, a lot of veterans are business owners. The SBA says 2.4 million veterans own businesses around the country. And I think veterans are uniquely qualified in many cases to be business owners because they have a lot of discipline. And I think they have the adaptability and flexibility to make a business work. If you like, I'll give you a quick example from my own life, if you don't mind.
Please do.
My last business I started was an energy business about 10 years ago. At that point, I live in Michigan, by the way. I'm from Michigan. And at that point, Michigan was a partially deregulated market for electricity. They allowed 10% of the customers to use an alternative supplier for their electricity and thereby save a lot of money. So I brought on a lot of clients at that time. And then after the 10% was hit, you couldn't sell any more electricity in Michigan. So I liked the energy business, but I wasn't quite sure how to proceed. And I joined up with a company that would allow me to not only sell energy, but to recruit others and make an override on their sales. So I recruited different people from around the country, and I earned overrides on their sales. Well, at a certain point, the company I worked with changed the rules on me and said, well, you can no longer get credit for recruiting people. You have to go out and sell directly. And my problem was, here I am in Michigan, and the other deregulated markets are Ohio, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Texas, New Jersey, et cetera. So here I am basically just cold calling at that point on companies in other states. And I got to thinking one day, you know, I'm a veteran, and I bet there are a lot of businesses owned by veterans. So I started focusing on calling on businesses owned by veterans. And I'm proud to say that a lot of veteran-owned businesses are my clients now, and I was able to save them money on their electricity. So sometimes you get backed into a wall, and you got to put your thinking cap on and just try to come up with a solution.
Well, you know, that's really the essence to being successful in any business enterprise, or not just business. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're discussing how to be your own boss with author and businessman Patrick Gilligan. You know, it does make sense. When you've got something figured out that makes good sense, that works, put it in writing, share it. It helps in a lot of ways, doesn't it?
Well, you know, the other thing, Colonel, is I had this little radio show, and I was very fortunate. I'm not quite sure why, but I got a lot of big-name people to come on my show, a lot of celebrities. And during the breaks, I would ask them if they would mind endorsing a book that I'm writing. And people like Mark Victor Hansen said, look, I'll give you a testimonial right now. So I was able to get some celebrity endorsements for the book, and I just got kind of lucky, I guess.
Well, there's an old rule in sales that if you don't ask, the answer is always no.
That's right.
And that's how you do things. They don't always say yes, but they sure won't if you don't ask them.
Well, that's very true. You know, when I started calling on veteran-owned businesses, some of the veterans I talked to were very helpful, and they were interested in helping out a fellow vet. Others weren't, but you just keep making the phone calls, and things have worked out fairly well for me.
And working hard's important, but you got to work smart, too. By the way, troops, we're going to give away a copy of this book at the end of the show. But, Patrick, I'm sure the book is for sale. Where can people buy a copy?
Well, Colonel, good question. Yes, Amazon.com has the book, and you can buy it as both a paperback and also an e-book. So if you're inclined to read on your Kindle or so forth, you can buy it as an e-book as well. But Amazon.com is probably the best place to find it.
Okay, we're going to give away a copy at the end of the show, but I encourage you, if you're even remotely thinking about starting your own business, you want to read the book. It's got more good ideas. I've started several businesses, and I told Patrick as we were starting for the show that I wish I'd read this before, because there's a few mistakes I've made along the way that I didn't have to if I'd read the book. Patrick, we got about a minute left. Wrap it up for us. What message would you like everybody to take from our interview?
Well, the great thing about being your own boss is you can't get fired. You know, so many people have asked me, what's the best thing about being an entrepreneur? And I said, well, probably the best thing for me is my 30-second commute to work every morning from my bedroom to my home office. So if you're a go-getter, you're disciplined, which I'm sure you are if you're listening to this broadcast, I would advise you to go out and start your own business and make your own destiny happen.
You know, that's the bottom line right there. But the trouble with being your own boss, you can't get rid of your boss by leaving them.
Very true, sir.
And sometimes he expects you to work more than 8 hours a day.
That's true. That's true.
Patrick, thank you so much for taking time to join us today. Thank you for your service to our nation, and thank you for your service to our country by encouraging people to be all they can be. We need more of that.
Colonel, thank you. It's been a real honor and a pleasure.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Next up is time for our weekly mailbag. Then it's military history time. You've reported for duty to Frontlines of Freedom. Stand tall, troops. Get a bench and some good weights. You should be at about 100 pounds by now. Do 60 bench presses. I want you combat ready. Then stand at ease. Mike Hewitt here. During a heated interview on Austria's ORF television channel on the topic of troll farms, Putin said Moscow has nothing to do with it. This in reference to claims by the Western media that a single Russian oligarch, Prigozhin, was able to influence the U.S. election. Putin then offered George Soros as an example of the double standards being applied by those accused of meddling in foreign affairs. There are rumors circulating now that Mr. Soros is planning to make the euro highly volatile. Experts are already discussing this. Ask the U.S. State Department why he is doing this. The State Department will say that it has nothing to do with them. Rather, it is Mr. Soros' private affair. With us, it is Mr. Prigozhin's private affair. Now, folks, I'm no Putin fan, but his words, ask the State Department, keep ringing back to me. Get beyond the obvious at themikehewittshow.com.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. This is the final formation for this week on Frontlines of Freedom. Okay, team, it's mailbag time. I welcome comments from you, our listeners. Hey, send me your thoughts at Denny at frontlinesoffreedom.com or on Facebook. Skip, what's the first one?
Cheryl wants to know the name of that book on how our nation should fight wars. She wants to buy a copy but can't remember either the name of the book or author Bo's real name.
Cheryl, this is a book that I really hope every American will read. It's entitled Fighting Today's Wars by David Bo Bolgiano, B-O-L-G-I-A-N-O, and James Patterson.
Tom from Georgia didn't really agree with you and the movie lady as you discussed the movie A Note of Triumph. It wasn't that impressive to him.
Tom, thank you. We offer these films not to send a message that we want everybody to buy into. The purpose is to stir thought and encourage conversation. That you disagree means you had your brain in gear. I'm sure others agreed with you, but elected not to comment. Thank you, man. Well, you know, gents, before we get to military history, the other day I was remembering when I was assigned to U.S. Readiness Command in Tampa, Florida. I was a Mideast war planner. The number two guy in the plans directorate of our headquarters was a very sharp Army one-star general. He was good at giving directions and then leaving the planners alone to do their jobs, so we really appreciated him. Well, the Pentagon had decided to create what we now call U.S. Central Command, and we were given the task of helping create their plans directorate. And since Central Command's focus is on the Middle East, of course, I was heavily involved. On one occasion, the number of us, including the general, had been discussing some complex issues, and we took a break. When we reassembled, the general said he wanted our advice on a different problem. Of course, we paid careful attention. The general reminded us that a number of 3- and 4-star generals were coming down to get briefed on how we were doing. The general continued that he was, in fact, the only active duty Army general with a mustache. He was, of course, interested in getting his second star, so he asked us, should he shave off his mustache before the brass arrived next week? To make an understatement, none of us, including this Army major, knew what to say. Was he kidding? If he was serious, why did he think any of us would have any insight on the appropriate personal appearance of a brigadier general? He stayed quiet. Finally, someone, I think it was me, but this was over 40 years ago, said that his mustache looked fine, it was certainly within regulations, and he should probably keep it. Well, he thanked us, and we got back to our original discussions. And for the record, the day the brass showed up, he was clean-shaven.
So, Colonel, how did it feel to be totally ignored?
Normal.
Well, you know, they say there's only one thing worse than being abused, and that's being ignored.
Well, I got a smile. Again, I'm not even sure I'm the one that made the comment because I really didn't know how to respond. Anyway, it's time for military history. Lead out, Skip.
On 14 June 1775, Congress adopted the American Continental Army after reaching a consensus position in the Committee of the Whole. This procedure and the desire for secrecy account for the sparseness of the official journal entries for the day. The record indicates only that Congress undertook to raise 10 companies of riflemen, approved an enlistment form for them, and appointed a committee to draft rules and regulations for the government of the Army. The Army is the senior military branch as it was the first one created, and 14 June is our Army's birthday.
Hoo-ah! Happy birthday, Mother Army! And on 14 June 1777, during the Revolutionary War, the Continental Congress adopted a resolution stating that the flag of the United States be 13 alternate stripes, red and white, and that the Union be 13 stars, white in a blue field, representing a new constellation. The national flag, which became known as the Stars and Stripes, was based on the Grand Union flag, a banner carried by the Continental Army in 1776, that also contained 13 red and white stripes. According to legend, Philadelphia seamstress Betsy Ross designed the new canton for the Stars and Stripes, which consisted of a circle of 13 stars and a blue background, and she did so at the request of General George Washington. Historians have been unable to prove or disprove this. With the entrance of new states into the Union, new stripes and stars were added to represent the new additions, but in 1818, Congress enacted a law that the 13 original stripes be restored and that only stars be added to represent new states. And June 14th is now also celebrated as Flag Day.
I think that was a good move, Colonel. Way too many stripes.
Man, that would have been awesome.
Yeah, okay.
On 13 June 1944, during World War II, Germany launched 10 of its new V-1 rockets against Britain. They proved to be less than devastating. The V-1 was a pilotless jet-propelled plane that flew by air-driven gyroscope and magnetic compass, carrying a ton of explosives. However, the detonation depended on the impact of the plane as the engine quit and it crashed. Of the 10 V-1 shot at England, 5 crashed near the launch site and 1 was lost altogether. Just 4 landed inside the target country,
Only one killed anyone, 6 people in London. The Germans had hoped to also mount a more conventional bombing raid against Britain at the same time in order to heighten the terror effect, but the Brits destroyed the German bombers on the ground the day before as part of a raid on German airfields.
Brits done pretty good, didn't they?
Oh, they did.
Well, that's military history for today. Skip, it's time for the Armed America Report. What is it this week?
All of us here at Front Lines of Freedom want our listeners to get trained and get armed in that order. We fully support the right to keep and bear arms for all law-abiding families, and we encourage you to find out about the laws governing use of deadly force in your state and follow them to the letter. And, of course, don't forget to follow the rules of safety and common sense whenever you're carrying a firearm to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Colonel?
Well, just seeing an armed citizen with an AR-15 in his hands was enough to cause a knife-wielding assailant to stop his assault on a pregnant woman in Kendall County, Illinois. He was half a breath away from getting his head blown off, and he knew that, the protective neighbor said, after he used America's most popular semi-automatic rifle to thwart the attack. The mother-to-be had ordered a pizza and had gone outside to wait for the pizza driver. While she was waiting, a tenant from her apartment complex started a heated conversation with her. As the argument escalated, the woman's husband came out to see what was going on. The assailant pulled a knife and stabbed the husband, nicking the woman with the same swipe of the blade. Shouting, including a threat to kill the woman's baby, ensued. That caught the attention of a neighbor who works as a private security officer. He looked to see what was happening, saw blood in the hallway, grabbed his AR-15. Upon seeing the rifle, the assailant bolted. Police arrived thereafter and tracked down the suspect.
Thanks, Colonel. AR-15s, or black rifles, as the media is so fond of calling them, are a great choice for a home defense weapon. The media and those on the left have spent several decades vilifying the AR-15, calling it a weapon of war and an assault rifle. The media, as well as politicians on the left, will tell you there is no place for AR-15s in civilian hands. They are of the mistaken belief that AR-15s are the same rifles used by the U.S. military. But this couldn't be further from the truth. Here are the facts. 1. The AR designation in AR-15 does not stand for assault rifle. It stands for Armalite, the name of the company that first developed the AR-15 back in 1956. True assault rifles are capable of firing fully automatic, like a machine gun. But AR-15s fire only semi-automatic. That is, you press the trigger once and get only one shot. 2. AR-15s are not military-grade weapons. Why would any top-of-the-line military choose an AR-15 when there are so many other rifles and carbines capable of firing on full auto and 3-round burst? They wouldn't, and that's why U.S. forces do not carry AR-15s. The standard issue these days would be MP4s, which fire semi-auto and 3-round burst for standard infantry. Special forces carry M4A1s, which fire semi-auto and full auto. So, when the media tells you that AR-15s are the same carbines used by the U.S. military, they are lying to you. And 3, AR-15s, while not suitable to fight wars, are great at protecting civilian homes and have quickly become the most popular rifle in America for that reason. When I'm on the street, my primary self-defense weapon is my handgun, but at home, I keep a decked-out AR-15 with EOTech sight as well as a laser sighting system. While I don't need fully automatic for home defense, it's nice to know I have that 30-round magazine should the crap ever hit the fan.
Skip, did you say the media wasn't telling the truth?
Yes. Well, half are not telling the truth. The other half are just stupid.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes more sense. Our movie of the month this month is Being George. The George we're talking about here is George Washington. Please go to the Front Lines of Freedom website, go to the blog, and get the link. You can watch it for free. We'll review it at the end of the month, and I would really appreciate getting your input. Send me your input to denny@frontlinesoffreedom.com. Our book giveaway this week is Patrick Gilligan's Be Your Own Boss. To get in on the drawing, email me, denny@frontlinesoffreedom.com, and put Be Your Own Boss in the subject line. Next week on Front Lines of Freedom, we'll discuss the amazing national program called Vet Sports. We'll also talk about Gold Star families. And my West Point classmate Al Nahas will tell the story that led to his wonderful book, Warriors Remembered.
Thank you, friends, for joining us for Front Lines of Freedom today and every week on this great station. Please check us out on Facebook and add your comments. And if you missed any part of this show, hey, all our shows are available on demand at frontlinesoffreedom.com. We especially thank our military listeners for serving our country with honor and dignity and for keeping us all safe. God bless you and your families as you serve.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Thank you, listeners all across America, for joining us in the foxholes on the front lines of freedom. And do join me next week for military and veteran information that you won't get anywhere else on the front lines of freedom. Dismissed. As the leading distributor of grocery products to U.S. commissaries around the world, Spartan Ash is proud to work with the Defense Commissary Agency to offer high-quality products, honest value, and consistency you can trust.
Home-based products cover all your pantry essentials, from tissue paper to reusable containers, offering you quality you expect and savings you deserve. Learn more at SpartanAsh.com.
For those who have loved ones serving in the military, waiting is a way of life, whether it's by the phone or by the computer. And waiting is not fun, especially when the waiting is for the status of an unexpected injury. Fisher Houses give families of wounded warriors receiving care at military or VA medical centers a home away from home, so they can focus not on waiting, but on being together in a time of need. Learn more at fisherhouse.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
There are still a lot of details to be worked out regarding President Trump's agreement with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, but one thing will always be in question. How much did Dennis Rodman play a role in this peace process? Well, he joined ABC's Good Morning America to discuss what he was able to help with and ultimately if he wants any credit for making this happen.
If Trump wants the credit, he could take all the credit. He could have it all. I just want them to talk. And I said that with Obama, and Obama just pretty much blew me off. And I thought that I was a laughing stock. I didn't know what I was doing. And I kept trying to tell people that he really wants to talk. He really wants to try to connect with the world, especially America.
That audio courtesy of ABC's Good Morning America. And at a conference today, White House Director of the National Trade Council, Peter Navarro, apologized for saying there was a special place in hell for Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
City leaders in Seattle are planning to repeal a tax that would have charged companies like Amazon and Starbucks around $275, with the money going to for affordable housing and to help the homeless population.
A competitor is responding to a restaurant chain's market stunt. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes serves up the details.
As you may have heard, IHOP made a move to rename itself IHOB, the International House of Burgers, to try to promote the fact it serves more than pancakes and also serves what it believes are great burgers. Well, now Burger King's Twitter feed is proclaiming itself Pancake King. It has a revised logo with the words Pancake King sandwiched between two stacks of flapjacks. Oh, Wendy's is also poking fun at IHOP, saying it's not too concerned about competition from, quote, a place that decided pancakes were too difficult.